Starting a successful web design service business requires a combination of expertise, creativity, and business acumen. In this guide, we will walk you through the step-by-step process of establishing a web design service business, focusing on utilizing the latest website design techniques and incorporating additional services such as maintenance. We will cover essential aspects such as market research, creating a unique value proposition, building a strong portfolio, attracting clients, pricing strategies, and establishing ongoing support systems. Throughout the guide, we will practical examples, industry best practices, and expert insights to help aspiring entrepreneurs navigate the challenges and maximize their chances of success in this competitive industry. Step 1. Market research. Before starting a web design service business, it is crucial to conduct thorough market research to identify your target audience and understand the demand for web design services in your area. This research will help you determine the potential market size, competition, and pricing trends. Here are some key steps to conduct effective market research. 1. Identify your target audience. Determine who your ideal customers are. Are you targeting small businesses, startups, or large corporations? Understand their needs, pain points, and budgetary constraints. 2. Analyze the competition. Research existing web design service providers in your area or niche. Identify their strengths, weaknesses, pricing strategies, and customer reviews. This analysis will help you differentiate your business and identify market gaps. 3. Assess market demand. Investigate the demand for web design services. Look for growth trends in your target industry and evaluate if there's a need for innovative designs or specific niches that are underserved. 4. Study industry trends. Stay up to date with the latest web design techniques, technologies, and emerging trends. Follow industry blogs, attend conferences, and join design communities to understand the evolving landscape and anticipate client demands. Step 2. Define your value proposition. To stand out in the crowded web design industry, it is essential to create a unique value proposition that differentiates your business from competitors. Your value proposition should clearly communicate how your services solve customer problems and deliver superior value. Here's how to define your value proposition. 1. Identify your unique selling points. Assess your skills, experience, and expertise to determine what sets you apart from competitors. For example, you could specialize in responsive design, user experience optimization, or unique industry-specific designs. 2. Understand customer pain points. Analyze common challenges faced by clients seeking web design services. Address how your service solves those pain points and delivers tangible benefits such as increased website traffic, conversions, or improved user engagement. 3. Craft a compelling message. Develop a clear and concise value proposition statement that communicates the benefits your clients will receive by choosing your services. For example, we create visually stunning and highly functional websites that drive business growth through seamless user experiences. Step 3. Build a strong portfolio. A strong portfolio is essential for attracting clients and showcasing your web design skills. As a new business, you may not have many client projects initially, so consider the following strategies to build a solid portfolio. 1. Create sample projects. Develop high-quality website designs without a client brief to showcase your skills. Focus on diverse industries and design styles. 2. Offer pro bono work. Approach local businesses or nonprofit organizations and offer to design their websites for free or at a discounted rate in exchange for adding their project to your portfolio. 3. Showcasing fictitious projects. If you lack real client work, create fictitious projects or redesign existing websites to demonstrate your creativity and problem-solving skills. Clearly state these projects as conceptual or speculative in your portfolio. 4. Include case studies. For each portfolio project, describe the challenges faced, the solutions implemented, and the measurable results achieved. This helps potential clients understand the value you bring to the table. Step 4. Attracting clients. To attract clients to your web design service business, you need a comprehensive marketing strategy that highlights your unique value proposition. Here are effective ways to attract clients. 1. Develop a professional website. create a visually appealing and easy-to-navigate website that reflects your design skills and showcases your portfolio. Include persuasive content that highlights your unique selling points and provides clear contact information. 2. Optimize for search engines. Use search engine optimization SEO techniques to ensure your website is visible to potential clients searching for web design services. Optimize your website's title tags, meta descriptions, header tags, and content with relevant keywords. 3. Leverage social media. Establish a strong presence on social media platforms such as LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Showcase your portfolio, share relevant design insights, engage with industry influencers, and offer useful content to build credibility and attract potential clients. 4. Network locally. Attend local business events, conferences, and industry meetups to connect with potential clients or business partners. Introduce yourself, share your portfolio, and participate in relevant discussions to build relationships. 5. Offer referral incentives. Encourage satisfied clients to refer your services to others by offering referral incentives such as discounts or rewards. Word-of-mouth recommendations can be a powerful source of new clients in the web design industry. Step 5. Pricing strategies. Determining the right pricing strategy for your web design services is crucial for profitability and competitiveness. Consider the following factors when setting your prices. 1. Define your pricing model. Choose between hourly rates, fixed project fees, or a combination of both. Each has its pros and cons, so assess which model aligns better with your service offerings and target market. 2. Consider your costs and profit margins. Calculate the cost of your time, resources, software licenses, hosting, and marketing expenses. Determine the minimum profit margin you need to cover your costs and achieve desired profitability. 3. Research the market. Investigate the pricing strategies of your competitors. Aim to position your pricing somewhere between premium and budget rates based on your unique value proposition. 4. Offer different packages. Develop tiered pricing packages that cater to different client needs and budgets. For example, offer a basic package with essential web design services and additional packages with advanced features like e-commerce integration or SEO optimization. Step 6. Establish ongoing support systems. After creating a successful web design service business, it is important to establish ongoing support systems to ensure client satisfaction and retention. Consider these steps to provide excellent customer support. 1. Clearly define support policies. Develop a comprehensive support policy that outlines response times, issue resolution protocols, and communication channels. Make this policy easily accessible to clients on your website. 2. Offer maintenance contracts. Provide clients with ongoing website maintenance contracts to ensure their websites remain up to date and secure. These contracts can include services like regular backups, software updates, security checks, and content updates. 3. Implement a ticketing system. Use a ticketing system to manage client requests and track progress on support tickets. This helps you prioritize tasks and provides transparency to clients regarding the status of their inquiries. 4. Set up client communication channels. Utilize tools like email, live chat, project management software, or dedicated support portals to facilitate client communication. Respond promptly to client queries and keep them informed throughout the process. 5. Seek client feedback. Regularly solicit client feedback to identify areas for improvement and demonstrate your commitment to their satisfaction. Use surveys, review platforms, or direct conversations to gather feedback and implement necessary changes. Expert insights and industry best practices. 1. Continual learning. The web design field evolves rapidly, with new technologies and design trends emerging frequently. Dedicate time for continuous learning to stay up to date with the latest tools, techniques, and design trends. 2. Mobile-first design. With the increasing number of users accessing the internet via mobile devices, prioritize responsive and mobile-first design principles to ensure optimal user experiences across all devices and screen sizes. 3. Collaborate with professionals. If you lack expertise in certain aspects of web design, consider partnering or subcontracting with professionals in those areas, such as copywriting, UI/UX design, or SEO, to offer comprehensive solutions to clients. 4. Build a referral network. Establish relationships with complementary service providers like digital marketers, content writers, or SEO specialists. This enables you to provide a broader range of services to clients and enhances your credibility through cross-referrals. 5. Exceed client expectations. Go the extra mile to provide exceptional service, surpassing client expectations. This includes delivering projects on time, adhering to budgetary constraints, and offering proactive suggestions to improve their websites. Starting a successful web design service business requires careful planning, research, and a dedication to continuous improvement.